In a world full of constant action and movement, why is it important to prioritize purposeful rest? And why should we redefine the way we consider the idea of rest away from a guilt-based relaxation to conscious time taken for our benefit? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and dissect various thoughts, quotes, and books that I've read throughout the last few years. My name is Jugan, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. So this episode is kind of a huge dedication not only to myself in terms of my struggle with this concept, but it's also something that is not super highly talked about in society today, and that is the concept of rest. Society defines every single day we work as needing to be productive. Any minute you do not work on something productive is considered a minute lost. However, on a Stoic spiritual path, you need to understand that there are going to be times where you're going to need to rest. It should not be taken as a necessity only after climbing an entire mountain, but it should be scheduled accordingly. And I have a huge problem with this myself. So even speaking about this is almost a call to action to myself to be a little more intentional with the idea of being purposeful with my own rest. So as we get into this episode, ask yourself, have you ever felt drained without renewing? Think about that concept in question as we go through and dive in to barriers that stand in our way to taking proper rest and some ways we can cultivate more purposeful rest in our daily lives. And so through our discussion on the barriers, we're going to go over some things like overwork, egos tied to productivity, guilt, distractions, attachment to outcomes, and a lack of routine. In society, rest is seen as taboo. Anytime you spend not working on something productive for your betterment, it's considered an issue. And purposeful rest is not something that is seen as necessary or even needed. Because in a quote-unquote hustle culture, we must constantly be working. You must have 18-hour workdays to 5 hours of sleep, and you have to get that workout in somewhere. And all of these kind of dots need to line up perfectly. But if we do not take in purposeful respect, and rather purposeful rest, and give respect to this purposeful rest, all we end up doing is burning out, losing motivation, and losing time, aimlessly doing things that aren't relevant because we thought we could overwork ourselves for multiple days or multiple weeks or months. And so let's go into what barriers to purposeful rest look like. Primarily, the one that I am the most guilty of is overwork. Sometimes I can feel like I need to go to a full-time job, come back home, do a lot of work, work out, come back home and read in order to ensure that I had a really good day. I measure my time scale sometimes in this time span of days, not even weeks or months. I expect every single day to land properly. Books like 168 hours have kind of pushed me away slowly from there, asking me to consider my life in terms of weeks of 168 hours, but I still have such high expectations for myself that I sometimes prevent intentional rest. Simply letting go of the necessity to fill in every single time, but instead spend too much time working on too many things. And this thing deepens when we tie our ego and we tie our self-worth to this idea of being productive, something else I am also guilty of. A lot of the way I used to live and used to work, and still sometimes do when I'm stressed out, is I tied and still tie my overall self-worth to how productive I was throughout the day. If I did everything I wanted to on my to-do list, that was a good day and it made me super happy. If I didn't do it, I was much more harder on myself and still sometimes am to an extent. And what we do when we neglect our purposeful rest is that we debilitate our ability to actually work, and we debilitate our ability to kind of take care of ourselves. And when we use our ego to tie it to productivity, you know from previous episodes how much it can debilitate our ability to work and can have such a hard kind of barrier to our mind being flexible and open to new ideas and new experiences. And then what ends up happening is because of this ego, now when we do take rest, we have guilt. We are like frantically thinking about what we're quote unquote procrastinating on, even though it's literally can wait a couple days. As we think about this guilt about our rest blocks, we actually block the renewal we wanted in the first place. Because we spend so much time thinking about what we're not doing by wasting time, we now aren't even doing anything in the first place. We're just guiltily and anxiety-basedly thinking about what we could have done in this space of time. And then what ends up happening is the more guilty you get, the more you try to distract yourself by doom scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, and then you scatter your focus, which causes you to feel more guilt, and then you get more distracted, and you can see this little like positive feedback loop fueled by your ego, fueled by your guilt, fueled by distraction, to put you in a place where you're not able to actually take proper rest, and instead you spend too much time thinking about resting that you don't actually rest. The other thing that ends up happening is that a lot of our quote-unquote rest periods are spent overthinking. We're thinking about what happened today or what could have happened, what's going to happen tomorrow, or what happened a few days ago. And this attachment to outcomes based on our lack of perceived control also results in rest not being purposeful, but rather being anxiety-based. And then, as in terms of our mindset, overwork, ego, guilt, distractions, and attachment to outcomes has an impact. But in terms of our actions, even having a lack of routine in order to be able to set up what our day is going to look like and schedule in these times where we can take rest, not being present, we invite ourselves to have more burnout. Because then every single thing we have to do has to get done, and we don't schedule our time. We just either spend time being anxiety ridden over the lack of things we did or didn't do on the day of, or we spend too much time guiltily scrolling across TikTok and Instagram, using that as a quote unquote break for ourselves. And to kind of clarify, while I do disagree with the doom scrolling and this idea of constantly being on TikTok and Instagram, due to my overall penchant for digital minimalism, sometimes people need kind of like an amnesia kind of feeling, which is what these social media platforms offer. While I'm not an advocate for that, I can understand that some people sometimes need to do that to take the edge off. And moving back to this idea of barriers to purposeful rest, when we spend too much time having a lack of routine, we end up burning out more because we don't have time to rest, because we're spending so much time thinking about working during a rest time, or quote-unquote rest time, that we don't actually rest. And then this is amplified with external pressures that come from your job, from people around you, from your own self to perform, and this feeds into overthinking, which creates another positive feedback loop with ego, guilt, distractions, attachment to outcomes, the lack of routine, external pressures, burnout, constant work, and you kind of see how you create a vicious cycle for yourself, where there is no possibility of rest or relaxation because there's a whole laundry list of things to do. Our calm is disrupted. The rest we needed to take is not there. And our impatience, even for our ability to rush past our rest, causes us to further chip away at our ability to actually be rejuvenated, re-energized, and reworked back up to a good potential to do things. And then the impatience comes with our fear of falling behind and not keeping up with the times per se. And we avoid our ability to renew ourselves. And then we end up constantly chipping away at our mental well-being until we're at such a burnt out state of mind that we have nothing to do but doom scroll. We can do nothing but simply languish in bed and be so mentally tapped out from what we want to do that we have no space to actually do anything. And you kind of see this positive feedback loop happening, and you kind of see this ability to only work and inability to relax rise inside of you. But what puts the cherry on top to all of this is one of the biggest adders to this overall issue, and potentially one of the biggest savers, is reflection. When people don't reflect on what they did or what they didn't do for that day, and considered their overall mental state and body state in events that happen in the regular day that could have been reason for something not happening. When people don't do this, we are blinded to what actually happened in the day. We spend so much time looking at our list of 10 things we wanted to do and seeing only 5 out of 10. And being so annoyed at ourselves, we don't consider the context or circumstances or situation that caused us to only be able to do 5 or 5 to 10. Maybe it might have been having a good conversation with a friend that is better for us in the long run. Maybe it might have been simply spending time reading a book that maybe had no relevance to your overall quote-unquote personal development, but still felt good to do. Maybe it might have been waiting in line for ice cream for 20 minutes longer than you wanted to, but the ice cream is super good. Purposeful rest in the fight against it that society puts upon us looks at that as wasted time. I look at that as wasted time personally because I'm so hardwired to constantly work and push myself to the next level without too much consideration for my overall body and mind state that I end up in a place where I'm also sometimes burnt out and need that time off and need to find better places in order to relax and rejuvenate. I'm getting much better at that right now. And I have incorporated some of the things we're going to talk about in the later part of this episode in terms of purposeful rest, along with an overall philosophy I've adopted from a few books I've read recently. So now that we've kind of covered this idea of barriers, let's go into this idea of mastering purposeful rest. The overall philosophy that I've kind of come to derives from a few books: Slow Productivity by Cal Newport, 4,000 Weeks, and Meditation for Mortals by Oliver Berkman, and a few other books and overall kind of mental thoughts that I've had in terms of being more intentional with my time I spend and not prioritizing getting things done, but rather having experiences and enjoying life for what it is. And so purposeful rest is not something we think about regularly, but it is a Stoic spiritual practice to intentionally renew ourselves through being mindful, being disciplined, and having a better work life, and even just overall balance with what we want to do. And so there are a few ways we can master purposeful rest. A lot of these are also mindset-based. Some of these are actions-based. So in terms of mindset, think of it this way. You are going to have an unstoppable and incompletable laundry list of things you want to do in your life, or even want to do in a month or a year or however long. First step is accepting that. Accepting that throughout your life, there are far more experiences available than you can do. From a financial standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from a I need to have a living standpoint, there are hundreds of thousands of things you will never be able to do. Areas you'll never visit in your life. People you will never meet in your life. Things you will never do in your life that you maybe would have wanted to at a previous time. Accepting that allows us to look at the world as something finite. Social media asks us to look at ourselves as immortal beings that are never going to die until you're on your deathbed and you wonder what you did with your life. But simply by accepting the finitude of your life and understanding that you will never be able to do everything, you look at yourself more as a human as opposed to some deity or a being that has unlimited stamina, unlimited power, unlimited abilities. And this works in the opposite direction as well. Going to the gym every single day is an admirable endeavor. I still strive to do this on a regular basis. However, if your body is screaming at you to sometimes take a rest day or slow down a little bit, the mindset that we've been given is to push through that. The mindset I have usually is to push through that. And I'm not saying that there is no returns from doing that. There is a really high satisfying feeling where you kind of push past the kind of fog that lies in your path, your mental fog or your physical fog that tries to prevent you from going to the gym. But in the long term, if you constantly do this and you neglect what your body requires or needs, it'll end you in a place that is far worse than if you just simply take and rest a couple times. So this brings us to our first point. Schedule rest as a priority daily. This is something that is way easier said than done. We are so used to, especially when you have that quote-unquote worker's high, it's just the random term I thought of, where we're so tapped into our flow state that we don't want to stop. asking us to stop and schedule rest daily seems unfathomable. But when we think of our lives in terms of weeks, and we want to consider what our energy level should be for every single part of the week, it seems sensible to schedule rest as a priority daily. And the next step is during our rest time, being present. It means by doing something that you feel will give you more calmness. It may be just simply putting your phone on the other side of the room and just reading a random book, fantasy book, whatever it is. It can simply be staring at the stars and just going for a walk by yourself. It can even just simply be meditating if you feel like that is something that you would like to do. But the key aspect of all of this is staying present. Next thing is, focus on one restful activity daily. Don't incorporate the whole hustle culture thing of doing a bunch of restful activities in one day and then using that and trying to put that in the bank for you to be happy for the rest of the week. Focus on one activity daily. Do it, enjoy it, and be ready for the next one tomorrow. And let go of our need to achieve. In the end, this may be a little bit morbid, but it's not untrue. Many hundred years from now, almost no one is going to remember us. We're going to be buried or cremated, and we're not going to be walking on this earth anymore unless something happens with technology for us to all become immortal. But for the 99% of the time, we're all going to be gone. We're all going to be forgotten. People who remembered us are going to die, and they're going to be forgotten too. So by letting go of your need to achieve and constantly feel like you're trying to strive for something so you can have some kind of happiness derived based on our abilities, you end up in a place where you don't think you can rest because you need to always be gunning for the next prize, or the goalposts need to always move. I'm a huge advocate for that, don't get me wrong. But being a huge advocate for that also requires us to be conscious of who we are as human beings, as finite mortal human beings, and strive for a goalpost to move, may it be by getting a faster mile time or faster 5K time, but also by ensuring that we spend time resting and taking care of the one thing that's going to be with us our entire lives, our body and our mind. And by aligning rest with your overall purpose, by using morning rituals, nightly rituals, something that ensures that you have the ability to reset and get ready for the next day or get ready for the current day, you align your rest with your overall purpose of becoming a better human being. Mastery is not achieved in the space of a few weeks. It is achieved in the space of a few years. When you think of those timescales of multiple 365 days, taking one or two days off every so often does not make a huge impact, especially when those 1 to 2 days off you take has a much larger impact on your overall yearly benefit and happiness. Like I said, you can do morning rituals, you can do nightly rituals. And by reframing rest as essential for your growth, you make it as important as all the work you could have done during that space of time. You could build routines. You can reframe it. You can practice gratitude. You can practice patience. All of these things are centered around the idea of taking proper care of yourself and resting. And like I said before, this is not something that is seen in our overall society as something that is quote unquote good. This is seen as a net negative because we have trained ourselves to spend so much every single living moment tracking everything we're doing that if we lose track for even a little bit of time, it feels like we're failing ourselves. It feels like we're not being productive. It feels like we are losing track of reality. Best example that I can give is of myself, the concept of meditation. Meditation as a science has been seen as something incredibly useful to our overall mental well-being and happiness. Meditating for hours on end has been shown to have so much positive gains in terms of our mental stability. And somehow a part of my mind that requires to be so productive fights off against it. It's just like, oh my God, I'm spending 2 hours thinking about nothing. Do you know what I could be doing during that time? And instead, if I simply prioritize this idea of rest for the sake of resting, I can tell you that it would make such a large difference in my overall mental well-being. But somehow my old self still pushes back against that. I'm getting better at fighting it off, but it's still a struggle that I have to deal with daily, and I'm sure many of you listeners are also working through on a regular basis. Because rest is taboo. To work is to be human. Don't get me wrong, Marcus Aurelius says that in Meditations, but there is never a passage that says to work ceaselessly for 18 hours a day without pauses or breaks or an allowance for your own self. There's no part in Meditations that says that. We were born to work, but we were also born to be human. And that means not going to the other side of the spectrum where we do nothing positive or productive, but also not pushing ourselves to such a high extent that we have no ability to do anything a few months after we've burned ourselves out. Because either way, the bill always comes due. You're always going to get to a point where you're going to need to take a lot of rest and have a really slow recovery, or you can take purposeful rest and have a slightly lighter recovery in the long term. So in summary, schedule a restful pause daily. Practice some gratitude or mindfulness on a regular basis. Focus on one primary activity on a weekly basis and see it as growth. Because seeing rest as growth will give you so much more motivation to actually do it. By being purposeful and intentional with the rest, we conquer our need to be productive, our egos need to be productive, and we allow ourselves to be intentional with our choices, giving our choices so much more power and impact in the long run. Thanks so much for listening to this episode on the idea of restful growth, purposeful rest, and how we can push through barriers like social media and distractions, overthinking, and a positive feedback loop, and instead treat rest as a priority, scheduling it in and using it as growth opportunities for our overall benefit and well-being. If you'd like to hear more content on this podcast, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on whichever platform you listen to this podcast on. And if you want to see little clips from my previous podcasts, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Thanks so much for listening, and see you guys next time.